frustrating we couldn't get all three. The second half performance deserved that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thought the fans were right behind the team. I thought the first half we started well, then Plymouth came into the game, then begin the second half. Asked them to up the tempo and they did. And as I said, we had a couple early corners, a couple early shots and got the crowd behind us. So I just thought we should have won the game today. I thought the chances we had, but Plymouth are a very good side on a counter-attack. They've got good players. And it was important that we did try to win a game, and I'm disappointed that we've only managed it at 1 point.
Yeah, denied by the post, denied by Laskas defending and the goalkeeper as well. It was one of those afternoons, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought the chances we did have, you see, we've hit the post with Jermaine, had a great flick when he's come on, and the goalkeeper's managed to get down it, and then also David Ball at the end. But it looked a lot easier than it was. I've just seen it in the replay, but fantastic ball from Lewis.
Was he squaring it? You tell me, because I couldn't tell what happened there.
Yeah, I think he's looking as if he's going to. I thought he was caught in two minds. I thought when the goalkeepers came, I think in that position, you just take a shot at goal. But fantastic. I thought second half, we played some great football. And as I say, we are disappointed that we've not at 3 points, but as I say, we've not managed to take a point. But I just thought, hopefully, a point at the end of the season will be a good point.
I was going to say, it feels a little bit like 2 points dropped, so it's hard to accept the point, isn't it?
Yeah, it always is. I think, especially at home, I think you can see the reaction from Plymouth after the game. I thought they were delighted, but they knew today that a wee bit better finishing. But see, it's one of these things that keep us at three or four good saves, and I'm disappointed. But as you say, it's another point, and we're now out of the relegation zone, but we've managed to claw another three or four teams in, so we just need to be positive. We've got another tough game away at Walsall next week, which is a massive 6-pointer for both clubs.
A bit disappointing because we're not scored in three matches now. Is that a concern to you?
No, I just think teams are coming here now and giving the team great respect. I think I spoke to the players during the week about the game at Fleetwood. I said a top 10 team's coming now and they're giving you total respect. So we need to rise above it, we need to go again, we need to play. And I thought today Plymouth are a wee bit more open, but they've still done it towards the end of the game, and they make it hard for you, and teams are going to continue to make it hard. But we've got players now. I thought Billy Clark starting today gives a bit of experience, great technician on the left hand side. He holds his position well, he knows how to play a game. And I thought Owen Doyle worked hard up front, and he was unlucky not to get a few goals. So it's, even though we've not scored a couple of goals, it's a time of the season now where things are getting a wee bit harder now, and everybody that's going to come here now is going to hang on for a point.
Was it a difficult final few minutes for you, because it was one of those where you might have wanted to really go for it? Obviously you brought Doyle off and you brought Miller on, so like for like, and Akpan came on like for like. Were you tempted to have a real go, or were you happy with the way we were playing? Jack Payne of course brought off again today.
Yeah, I just thought we need to change things. I thought towards the end of the game, I thought we were going to be a bit overrun in midfield. And you know what it's like, the crowd get behind you here and a lot of people want to go forward, and one mistake and you could have lost the game. So I just thought Jermaine Anderson came on, asked him to go and play where Jack was playing. He gives you a bit of physical presence. And as I said, I thought David Ball and Billy were fantastic again. Second half, they gave us width. They gave
so
us,
you didn't want to bring those two off?
No, I just think with Jack, it's a wee bit more. Billy and David are a wee bit more experienced, and they know how to play a position. I wouldn't ask to take Jack off or somebody else to play Jack on the left-hand side, and it's not his natural game. So I think we have to make sure that in games that we're still competitive. And I say today, if we'd have scored in the 93rd minute, I think this place would have erupted. So I just think the players gave everything they had, and they said a wee bit good saves from a goalkeeper and a wee bit of better finishing, then as I say, we could have took 3 points.
I know you will be pleased, and you've had a bit of a go at the defence of late, but we defended really well today, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we've conceded one goal in three games. I thought it was a poor goal against Fleetwood. So defenders take great care, but I think it's the way a team are set up now to play. The team's working really hard in front of them. Everybody knows their roles within the team, and as I say, just need to make sure now that we keep going, we keep believing, because I thought today the fans were magnificent again, and these are the things that will keep the players going. And as you've seen today, we kept going, and just as I say, a wee bit disappointing we never got to 3 points.
Yeah, big game next week against Walsall, but they're in touching distance. We beat them, we go above them, we'll be going there to take the win, I assume.
Yeah, of course we'll. Every game we try and win. I just think it's now we need to keep positive, we need to keep the players positive and make sure that we keep going. And these are things where in November it didn't look as if we'd be anywhere near it. And it's great credit to my staff, players and everyone that we've kept going. We've got a team now that I think the Bradford fans can see give everything for the club. And sometimes it is going to be a wee bit frustrating. But we keep going, and it says, but we've managed to get where we are in the league now. It's getting into March. And we're still in a fantastic chance of getting away from where we are in the league.
A little bit frustrating, though, overall today. But we take the momentum. Is the mood okay in the dressing room? Happy?
Yeah, I think now the players are getting disappointed when they're not winning games.
Yeah.
And it's a good mentality to have. And I think that's a positive sign for the club. It's not a case of we're sitting there and happy with a point or getting beaten in any games. The players take it to heart, and now we need to know, and on Monday we come back in and we start preparing for a Walsall game.
Okay, just ask you about David Edgar as well, because obviously a decision's imminent. Is there anything to tell me there?
Yeah, no, just thought it's a position where I think we're covered. We've got young Poddy, who's unlucky that he's a 6 low knee, because he's been training fantastically well. He's a determined kid, very good trainer, very good player. And we've got Kelvin Mellor back today, which is a great positive for us. So Kelvin can play in numerous positions for us, so he gives you an option on two or three players. So it's probably one that at this moment in time we'll not be doing anything on that. So it's just about now keeping the players that we do have positive and making sure that we make strides in the right direction.
Cool. Brilliant. Okay.
Thank
well
you.
Done, David.
Cheers.
Honest as ever, David Hopkin on Pulse 2 Match Day Live.